Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Het Mishnah Bet will continue our discussion about the cart in terms of the 40 se'ah that it would have to hold in order for it to not have the ability to become tameh. If it's not movable, if it's full, then it cannot become tameh. So 40 se'ah would be too heavy. We'll talk about it in the context of the wheels of the cart. Some wheels were attached permanently, some were removable. Here we'll talk about both these wheels in terms of the halakha we just finished talking about in the previous Mishnah and other halakhot. Mishnah says, Mukhni Shela, the wheel of the cart, Bizman Shehi Nishmetet, when it's removable, the following four halakhot apply. Ena Hiburla, in terms of it becoming Tameh, the wheel is not connected to the cart as a single keli, the wheel is separate, so if the cart cannot hold 40 se'ah of liquid, and it becomes tameh, the wheel remains tahor. It doesn't follow the cart. If the cart does hold 40 se'ah or more of liquid and cannot become tameh, the wheel can still become tameh if it comes into contact with something that is tameh. So it's a totally separate entity. The wheel is not measured together with the cart. It does not count towards the 40 se'ah of liquid that it would need to have in order for it to not have the ability to become tameh. Number three, ve'ena matzelet ima be'ohel hamet. It doesn't protect against tum'ah with the cart as a ohel, as a tent over a corpse. A cart that could hold 40 or more se'ah cannot become tameh. So if it passes over a corpse, it protects whatever's inside of it, whatever's on top, from becoming tameh. But the wheel of the cart can become tameh. So if there's a utensil inside the cart, which sticks out above the wheel's towards the back, and that could become tameh. So whatever's above that, the utensil is hanging over that, still has the ability to become tameh. Number four, ve'en gorerin ota b'shabbat bizman shesh betocha ma'ot. The cart is not allowed to be pulled on Shabbat if there's money inside of it, a utensil that has money in it is not allowed to be moved on Shabbat. The wheel is removable, so it's considered to be a separate keli. So if the money is placed inside the wheel, you cannot move it on Shabbat, and is therefore prohibited to move the cart as well, because it's going to move the wheel. The money is mukseh. V'im'ena nishmetet, but if the wheel is not removable, the following laws are different. Hibur la, in terms of becoming tameh, the wheel is connected to the cart. The two are one entity. If the cart holds less than 40 se'ah of liquid, the cart becomes tameh and the wheel becomes tameh with it. If the cart cannot become tameh, the wheel cannot become tameh as well. It's measured together with the cart. When determining if the cart holds 40 se'ah, the wheel is included in that measurement to tell us that it cannot, the cart, become tameh. Umatzelet ima be'ohel hamet. It protects against tum'ah with the cart when they create an ohel over a corpse. If a cart, which has a volume of 40 sa'av liquid, rides over something tameh, it protects what's inside of it from becoming tameh because it's a stoppage, because it cannot become tameh. The attached wheel as well is considered to be part of the cart, and whatever's on top of it also protects it from becoming tameh. So if a utensil sticks out over the back, over the wheel, and the wheel goes over something tameh, it would protect whatever's above it from becoming tameh. The cart could be pulled on Shabbat, even if there's money inside of it. A wheel that's not removable is not a utensil, but part of the cart. Only mukseh that's on the main part of the utensil is prohibited to move. Here, the money is in the wheel, and the wheel is batel, it's nullified to the rest of the cart, because it's part of it, and therefore it's a minor part of the cart. The main part of the cart could be moved with the money, even though the money's on top of it in some capacity. Hakamron shela, the cart's canopy. Bizmanchu kavua, when it's in a fixed place, it's not removable. Hibur la, in terms of becoming tameh, it's considered to be connected to the cart. They're one single entity. So if the cart is capable of becoming tameh, and either the canopy or the cart touches something tameh, both become tameh. If the cart cannot become tameh, then the canopy cannot become tameh as well. Venimdad ima, and the airspace of the canopy is measured together with the cart. It counts towards the 40 se'ah liquid because it's part of the cart. Vim eno kavua, eno hibur la. If it's not fixed in place, it's removable, Then in terms of becoming Tameh, it's not connected to the cart. The two are two separate kelim. And if a source of Tumah touches one part, it becomes Tameh, but the other does not. Ve'eno nimdad ima, and it's not measured together with the cart. The canopy is not included in the 40 se'ah measurement. We learned that when the canopy is not removable, its airspace is included in the 40 se'ah of liquid. The canopy covers only part of the cart, not the entire thing. So here we'll learn how much of the airspace is included in the volume of 40 se'ah. Ketzad modidino ta rosh tor. How do we measure the airspace? By drawing a diagonal line from the top edges of the walls not covered by the canopy to the top edge of the canopy. The entire space below is considered to be part of the volume of the cart. It's as if they were like glass walls in that triangle. And that would be considered to be part of the airspace. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im ena yechola la'amod bifnei atzma teora, says Rabbi Yehuda that even a cart that cannot hold 40 se'ah of liquid may, in certain scenarios, may not be subject to tum'ah, which is if the cart cannot stand by itself unless its canopy is in place, it's tahor.